son to and fro.
And he went to put no desire for it. But if his desire is weak, then he has obstacles which strengthen his ratsan, his desire. In the parasha teshuva. The Torah commands us regarding the giving the shikara. The Torah tells us regarding the commandment to give half a shekel. Chazal said, Hashem appeared to Moshe in fire. In the parish of the Harim, the Rim. In the Beit Knesset, he asked the Kahal community, why did Moshe appear? Why did Hashem appear to Moshe in fire? Why didn't he just show him the coin? Why did he have to show him fire? And the answers? Certainly, he wouldn't show him the coin. He wanted him to understand that he had to give the coin, the shekel, from Esh Kodesh, from holy fire. You need the fire, not just the coin itself.
ואין קומן תחת כסי הכבוד, אלא לעבודת בני ישראל הנעשית מתוך הסתובקות, רצונות, התלהבות.
The effort, the work of my Mishael has to come through desire, effort.
לכן היא גוזה תחת כסי הכבוד. כי ברוב, כמה טוב, פעמים אותה מתענג, שעשה את בו. כן. ואפשר לבאר בתוספת עומק, כן, צוותה הדבר לתת רק מחצית השקל.
Why only from half a shekel, not a complete shekel, not a whole shekel? In order to awaken our desire to give, because Hashem wants the heart. Therefore, it didn't ask for a big thing.
And
you might have thought that the main thing of giving was the fact that it was worth a lot. It had value. And that's why he was giving.
In
order to show that the main thing that Hashem wanted was the ratzon, the desire, and therefore it was only half shekel, wasn't important and valuable by itself. Hashem wanted the giving, not the shekel itself. But that's why it's a small amount, because Hashem wanted the giving which comes from the heart. Yeah. Can learn
how
great is the level of Ratzon. It says in the Mikdash Shmuel. Before Shmuel Nabi was born, a voice came out that said that there's going to be a born a boy who's going to be called Shmuel and he's going to be a great Nabi. He's going to be a Nabi. Very big. Everyone saw him, knew they was called Shmuel. From the back hole, from the voice from Shemayim. In order to give them Ratzon, desire that their son would grow.
אפילו שהרצון הוא שהרצון שרצו השתוקקו שיניים בית שלא
even though they had will
הנה להם
to have a boy
זכו שגם להם אמרו נבואה פעם אחת כל אחד שקראו לו שמואל פעם אחת בחיים אמר נבואה כולם הרצון שאין להם רצון רצו שיהיה לי בית שיהיה לי בית שיהיה בן ש...
The Ratzon that they wanted the son so much helped them to have such a holy son. Everyone who would call him Shmuel would at least call the name of Hashem once in their life. Shmuel. Then it has the name of God in his name, and therefore they would call out the name of Hashem when they would call his name. There's a midrash. Anyone who sleeps on his bed at night and thinks in his heart and with desires and tomorrow I'm going to get up early and do good things for someone, I'm going to help someone, his future will be that in Gan Eden he's going to be happy with the Tzaddikim even from the fact that he had good desire. Here the Gemara in Masechet Brachot at the end of 31 page 31. Gemara says Rabbi Elazar says, that Hannah prayed on Hashem, means on Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer says, I caused them to stumble because I made the eight Sahara, Hashem says. Rabbi Chanan says,
Rabbi Hanina, in Malay Shalosh Mikraot Halalu,
with these three
verses, Had Rishon,
first one,
Nifti Vashar Ra'oti, Shashar Malay Yakode. אז למה יש פה שאלה? הרי מה השכר שאומר? מעלה שלוש מקרות הללו שמעידים שיש ביד הקדוש ברוך הוא לתקן יצרנו ולהסיר את זרה ממנו.
Hashem has the ability to take away the Yetzirah from us.
שהקדוש ברוך הוא בידיים שלו מחזיר אותנו תשובה.
Hashem can fix us to make us to shuva. Then it's Hashem's hand.
Agvenu b'mishpat. Aval shav yesh lanu pitvon pe shugar lanu shevayda esara. Bemet. Yidit bonet sad b'gnar koshar uti.
If we look into this Gemara, it's a difficult question. That Hashem brings everyone, everything to judgment. And he doesn't forgive, he doesn't cancel sins, and he judges him. So what do we say to Hashem? Don't judge people? We ask Hashem not to judge us. So Hashem, help me understand this Gemara. The Yetzirah comes and controls over us. The Yetzirah says that you're bad. But I have the desire, the will to do good. Just like man is like a clay in the hands of the potter. So is Am Yisrael to Hashem. Comes to teach us that we're in the hands. So on the one side we're saying we're in the hands of Hashem, just like clay is in the hands of the potter, and Hashem can make us to teshuva, and he controls the Yetzirah. So it's all in Hashem's hands. But the truth is, it's based. We can't claim against Hashem that it's all his fault that we sin, because the desire is in our hands. What we want to do, what we choose to do, what we our desire. We have a heart of stone, and the Yitzhara tells us we have a heart of stone. It's true, we have a Yitzhara. And the Pasuk says that Hashem can circumcise our heart and take away the heart of stone. So we see it's in the hands of Hashem to fix us. But a person can get fall into despair that he has no ability to fix his own heart. It's not in our hands to fix ourselves. And we see from these pasukim that it's really in Hashem's hands, which is true. But we need to pray and to hope and desire until Hashem gives us a lev basar, a heart of flesh. Now he brings another pasuk.
Here
we see from this passage that says there is in Hashem's hands that we Hashem can make us go in His ways. The Pasuk Mefarash explicitly that says Hashem can choose to make us follow His own paths. He can put us with the, give us spirit and desire. So we need to pray and ask Hashem to do that, to put in me goodness and take away all the bad that's in me, in order that I'm going to go in His ways. This is in Hibbodidut. That we see clearly Hashem can take away the bad which is in a person. If the person wants, and he desires, he's going to pray to Hashem in his Hibbodidut and ask Him to change. Because we see that free choice is really only down to will. Can a person take away his stony heart? It's not in the hands of a person to do that. But he can want and he can pray. And he can desire and hope for that Hashem will change us. In truth, in this Gemara, the Gemara says also Moshe Rabbeinu that Am Yisrael only stumbled in Chetzer Egel because Hashem gave them gold and silver. If He wouldn't give them gold and silver, they wouldn't have made the Egel. So he claimed against Hashem. What's the meaning of this? Why did they fall? They didn't have enough. They didn't have enough work. You can claim what you want. But if they had a strong will, the way a person wants to go, they leave it. The fact that they had lots of money, gold and silver, it was a test. But they didn't have enough desire, enough work. But they didn't have enough work. Hashem saw they didn't have enough work. And it's something that they couldn't stand in that test. Because they didn't have enough will to stand in that test. Therefore, all of this Gemara explains the same point. But just because they had a lot of things that they should make a sin, it doesn't make sense. And just because they had gold and silver, that was a claim that they should therefore, that's why they made the Chetzer Egel. So instead, it's coming to tell us that they didn't have enough ratzon, not to use it for Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, an analogy of a man who had a son.
Right.
And he gives him money and dresses him in fine clothes and puts money belt round his neck and he puts him in front of the brothel's house. What's the man going to do that he's not going to say? If he had ratzon and desired and he did chodedut and he said to Hashem, help me, get me out of this, then
when
a person merits to overcome his
Yetzer
How many times do we need to fall and make a mistake and listen to these voices and imaginations and fall again? We need to go back to high body touch and be strong. Strong desire. We're going to be sad. Are we stupid to think we can be satisfied with our imagination? We need to be close and strong with our purpose.
Take
yourself in your own hands. Know that you've got bad in you and you've got a heart of stone. But it's in Hashem's hands, because He's the one who gave you the heart of stone. So you need to say to Hashem, pray to Hashem, to be strong, to ask Him, to ask Hashem. In His
Buddha.
You need to do an hour, full hour, in order to see results. I want to make teshuva, Hashem.
What?
Person needs to be strong with desires, hopes, and wishes. The way the person wants to go is the way they need to. If he sinned, he should know that he didn't have enough desire, enough ratzon. If he did, he wouldn't have sinned. So you need to strengthen your ratzon. If you have enough ratzon, you will sin. The way a person wants to go, they lead him. If you want to sin, so you'll sin, and if you don't, you won't. Depends on your ratzon. Therefore, you need to strengthen your ratzon. Strengthen your ratzon. So the Gemara tells that Rabbi Elazar said, Hashem said to Moshe, go down. I only gave you greatness for the sake of Am Yisrael. In the time that Am Yisrael sinned, you need to go down. Immediately he went down. Moshe didn't have the ability to say anything at that time.
Yeah,
saw that he needed to pray. At this point, he just needed to pray. Amishal sinned. His prayer got weak. He couldn't speak. Therefore, he needed to strengthen it. Explain that it was the Yetzirah that weakened him, because really there was no reason to be weak.
So
just to strengthen himself,
we should know that
it's in our hands always to work with tefillah, to make tefillah. Moshe didn't leave Hashem at all. He didn't leave him. He just strengthened himself. No, don't be stupid. Overcome a little bit. Be happy. Don't leave Hashem. And she asked for mercy. If the Torah had said it, it wouldn't be possible to say that Moshe grabbed hold of Hashem like a person grabs hold of his friend. If the Torah had written it that way, you couldn't have said such a thing. How did he grab him? He grabbed him with his tefillah, with his prayers. That's how he grabbed him. Don't leave Hashem. Grab Hashem with your prayers. Don't let go. Have mercy on me. Make me a good servant. Give me a heart of flesh. Take away the Yetzer Hara. Have mercy on me. I don't want the Yetzer Hara. But when a person strengthens his will, nothing stands in his way. Need to just strengthen your will. Never leave Hashem. Don't leave him. Rabbeinu writes, a person needs to be very stubborn in his prayer. Stubborn in his prayer. Don't leave prayer and don't leave Hashem. Have mercy on me. Help me. I've got nowhere to go. Help me. Give me strength. Give me Holy Spirit, and I'm not moving from you. This is what the Gemara is teaching us: to be strong in our will and desire and our prayer.
Okay.
Hashem said to Moshe, if you believe in me, why are you scared of the snake? So Moshe Rabbeinu needs to say to Hashem, so give me a munah. Give me a munah. You see from here that even Moshe Rabbeinu needs a munah. So we ourselves have to also prove a munah to Hashem. Hashem, give me a munah. And if you don't give it to me, I'm not going to have a munah. The snake book. The fact that he was scared of the snake shows that Moshe needed him. Because he needs to strengthen himself to understand that he has strong desire to say to Hashem, give me Emunah, give me a new spirit, give me strength. To ask Hashem for a pure heart. And to renew in my heart a new spirit. This is, if we go back to what we started with, Rabbeinu writes that the main thing is will and desire. Person needs to have strong desire. Our purpose here is only to do Hashem's will. If I didn't have any obstacles in my way preventing me, so I wouldn't have strong ratzon, and therefore I couldn't achieve the purpose. Therefore, this world is full of obstacles in order to give a person desire, will, to build a person's will. The main thing is to have complete, full desire, perfect desire. All the same. We all have stuff to work on.
I call me God.
Everything and everyone has everything. All of us. Everyone is here to work. Don't get confused. Like I've said a lot of times, first thing, person should have emunah and simcha, number one. One depends on the other, but a person needs to be happy. And after that, when he's got the mind of simcha, of happiness, now he can work on Shmirat Inayim and Tikkun HaBrit. Here they ask. Person can say to himself, what can I do? What could I eat for It's nonsense to say, what can I do? So you've got a Yetzer Hara. On the contrary,
it's
the fact that you've got a Yetzirah just means that you need to bring desires and to be strengthened yourself for good things. To say, Hashem, have mercy on me. So a person has a Yetzirah. The person is strong. He does half an hour every day with desire, strengthening. There's a rule, a law. Law that is unmovable. So the way a person wants to go, that's the way they lead him.
That's
a law. This is the law of free choice. The law of free choice. That's a law. The way he wants to go, they need him. It's the law of free choice. If you don't want to go in that sense, if you don't go in a certain way, it's because you didn't want to go that way. If you fell, then you have to understand that you didn't have enough front strength. It's a law. If you would have wanted it, it would have taken you in that direction. If we need to do another half an hour to strengthen your desire. Do you say thank you for the Yetzirah?
Yes.
Without Yetzirah, you do nothing all day. Good sleep. It's a fight. It's a war. The Yetzirah is called Tov, very good. Not only good, but very good. Tov. Thank you very much, Hashem, that I have a Yetzirah. That I failed, that I fell in sin. You showed me that. I'm saying thank you for the sin itself. I need to regret and admit and confess. But for the fact that you showed me that I need to have ratzon, that I can be thankful for. The main part of tshuva is your taking on for the future that you won't do it again. That itself is ratzon. So thank you, Hashem, for showing me that I needed to have ratzon. Everything Hashem does is for our own good. Don't get weak. Strengthen yourself in Emunah. Strengthen yourself with Shirim. Another one. Slowly, one by one. Another page. Strengthen yourself, learn slowly. You know that you're all following the purpose of life. And your heart will be filled. And you'll merit goodness. The law of free choice is the person where a person wants to go. That's the way they need to know. If a person wants, then they're going to leave. They're not taking you the way you want to go because you don't want it. From this we understand what Rabbeinu said. Hitpadut is above everything. Is above everything. Only through Hitpadut person can move, can change where he's at, can move from a millimeter from where he is.
Masha
Why is the pasuk saying molichin in the plural? Why not just molich in the singular? Because the person knows that his desires create angels, and it's those angels which drag him or pull him along to the way he should be going. In the plural, it's all his desires that are pulling him. It's not just Hashem, singular, pulling him. It's his own desires in the plural that are leading him, taking him to where he wants to go. There's lots of angels. One drags his hand, one pulls his leg, one pulls him from here, one pulls him from there. So it's a stronger pull. If it's just one by itself, it's not going to pull you very far. So you need to have a lot of with a lot of desires. It creates a lot of angels, and they all pull together. One from here, one from there. And eventually they move him. This week I spoke to the Bachurim. One of them asked me, he saw that the Bachurim, they don't have a Shidduch. Then they finished. I told them, if a person's stupid, nothing should move them. You should be in the sit and learn. First thing. Come and learn. And then. What about going to mikveh? Don't waste your life. It's a big shame to just don't waste. One needs to decide that he's making a new start. Do is he's got a dirt at a fixed time. Everyone needs to learn Gemara. Everyone needs to learn Gemara. Thanks, my son.